the public hearing?
Yeah, we gotta do the public hearing first.
Okay.
Sorry.
Where is it? There it is. At this point, we are in a public hearing on July 15th at 6 p.m. The purpose of this hearing is to obtain public comments regarding some permitted or conditional use changes in all residential and multiple residential, rural residential, multiple use and ag zones. Do we have, anybody here from, for the public meeting? You?
No.
That's Darren Brown from Tri-County.
I wasn't going to make any comments on the zoning.
I was just curious, what the proposed changes were.
I have copies and, yeah, I left Tammy copies in case anybody came in while I was gone. The changes are in red.
And then, of course, it's going to commission.
We have that, Jerry, in this.
Yeah, it's, number three, I think, in your packet. That one.
This one. That's, I think, the one that's marked up.
Yeah. I put in everybody's packet the one that I went in and fixed. So we all have the same thing.
For three?
And it's in number three.
Oh.
Because that's where it is on the regular agenda.
I see what you're talking about.
There was one that we got conditional question marks on. What was the deal on this? Public use, quasi-public use, essential services, including private school and a curriculum corresponding to a public school. Churches, dams, reservoirs, radio tower, transmitting stations and towers, and cemetery. It had conditional use questions.
What page, where are you?
That would be 8-6A-3.
It's 6A-3?
Oh, I guess, let's see.
Oh, I got 6B. Oh, 6A.
Oh, I did them. Probably put them together backwards. 8-6A.
I see where you are.
Which one, Tammy?
It's,
read it again.
It's the public use one, the quasi-public use.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just had question marks, so I wasn't sure what we had decided.
Yeah, I don't think we decided.
With the question mark.
Which one?
Actually, there are several with question marks, Carrie.
Yeah. Yeah, like the one above it's about the riding stable and the show barns.
Probably because we never didn't finalize what you guys wanted to do. So if you guys have something finalized in your notes, that's what I have.
I probably do.
Okay.
But we don't need to do that right this second.
No,
I can look at it.
Yeah. We can do it in our regular meeting.
Because I took notes on everything, too.
Yeah, so. I did, too, and I thought when I made the changes.
I guess my thought is, isn't this what the public hearing's about?
Well, and yeah, both.
Okay.
Just the question mark ones, I don't...
You're right. I probably should have got finalization on those. Now
which
looking
page
in.
Are
there's a couple with question marks.
I've got 8-6A-3, but I've also got several pages that are that, so I don't know how to tell you.
Because that's the number of the code in the book.
Yeah.
That's right. Not a page number.
So it looks like proposed changes for ADUs.
Yeah.
Oh, because they were commission questions.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What are in my notes. We
okay.
Put question marks next to them.
So when it goes
to
commission?
Commission to decide.
Okay, so when it goes to commission, we can...
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah. They are
I had forgotten that
had.
Also.
Yeah, I'm like, why did we not finalize that?
That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working on an accessory dwelling unit ordinance, which we kind of finalized and everything, and I keep Kent has it for review, but he's been so busy that he said it's kind of... But when he does it, we would like him to be permitted based on the ordinance that we have in place. They have to meet everything, so... The ordinance we'd like to have in place, I should say.
I want accessory dwelling units for the housing crunch.
So do I.
Well, there may be, we have to allow internal ones per state code, but it's the detached ones we'd really like to, nail down.
I would support that concept.
Okay. So is everything else?
So we'll move this to the commission? Or has it been moved? For them to look over it?
Close the public hearing and then in our regular meeting, move it to the commission, yeah. If nobody has any other, is everything else look?
No, I'll make that public comment, I guess, that as a resident that I support both internal and external detached ADUs, primarily because of the housing difficulties in the county and I suppose it's appropriate. I can note I'm doing an internal ADU now for my son and his wife, so for the same reason, just because that would be a big problem.
Do you guys want to ask him about the ones we have question marks that we wanted to ask the commissioners? Did he not take?
It might be
give
a better job to.
I would say the whole group.
Okay, I agree. Okay, you're right.
Then it doesn't have to fall on Matt's shoulders.
It's going to go to the group anyway, so we might as well have that discussion together.
Okay.
Thank you for your work and diligence, not only on this matter, but everything that you do.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Did you get this packet from UDOT about... What was it called?
Are we closing the meeting first?
Yeah, do you want to? Are we done with the public hearing? Any
yes.
Other comments? Okay, at 6:09, the public hearing will come to a close.